Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Zayin, and we have the famous story of Kimchis and her sons, and that will give us an opening into the discussion of Kisui Rosh for a married woman. That is today's discussion, that you have one of the major sources here of Chumrah on Yuma Daf Mem Zayin. So we have on the bottom, towards the bottom of Amad Aleph, Amra Alav Al Rabbi Shmuel Ben Kimchis, Rabbi Shmuel ben Kimchis, there was a story about him. One time, he was talking with a certain Aravi in the marketplace. And there was some spit, some saliva that went from the mouth of the Aravi onto the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. And what happened? He becomes Tameh because of that. So he can't serve in the Beis HaMikdash for Yom Kippur. So his brother Yishevav had to come in and do the Avodah instead of him because he became Tameh. So their mother saw two Kohen Gadols on the same day. Right? They had a switch in the middle. The question is, was this Yom Kippur afternoon? Like, when did the story take place? Sounds like it was Yom Kippur. Right, because like, what was the Kohen Gadol? What took a break? Like, we're in the middle of the Avodah. He took a break in the middle. Went to get some air. What exactly? So the Marshayer discusses that it's maybe it was an Erev Yom Kippur, and that's when it took place. But if the quotes the Maritz Chayis quotes that Marsha, and he said if you look in the Yerushalmi that the Marsha is quoting that it was Erev Yom Kippur, it's not so clear that it was Erev Yom Kippur. First of all, Misvara, if it was Erev Yom Kippur. So the saliva of an Am Ha'aretz or a Zav, whatever status the non-Jew has, only makes you tummy for a day. You go to the mikveh, you're a tful yom, you're tar that night. So why would he have to be stuck and have his brother do it? So Pasha says it happened on Yom Kippur. Okay, we have the Sarachian. What was he doing outside? That's a good kasha. But either way, he says, if you look in the Yerushalmi says, "V'daber ma'melech arav Yom Kippur v'nitzat tzinora. Ulam ha'pirisham melech aravi shemaiso yib Yom Kippur. V'nischali flomar shah," says the Maritz Chayis, "bein erev hu shem ha-medina ha-smucha be-eretz Yisrael, u-malchei Arav ha-yo apirov ha-oivim v'balibrisim shel ha-chashmonim." He continues, whether Arav is describing Erev Yom Kippur or the name of the place where he was from, but it was on Yom Kippur. Okay, either way, this is the story that he and his brother did the Avodah. Then the Gemara tells a similar story, v'shuv amru alav v'shuv ben Kimchis. If he didn't learn the first time, there was another story that the same thing happened. Pamachas yotza v'siperim adon echad v'shuk. He was speaking with a certain person outside. V'nitza tzinora mipiv al begadav. V'nichnas Yosef Echav, another brother. V'shimish tachtav v'rasei mashnei kuram gedolam yom echad. Twice, so three brothers altogether that were serving. And Tanur Rabbanan, the Gemara then ends off. Kimchas had seven sons. V'kulan shimshu bekuna gedola, and they all served as the Kohen Gadol. Ma asit shezakid lekach. What have you done that you were zochet to such a family? Amra lahem, she says, miyamai lo ro koros beisi kale sari. The walls of my house never saw my hair. Never saw my hair. I was super machmir. I mean, not only in front of other men outside, but even the walls of my house when I was alone, they never saw. They said, many have done that and it didn't help. Right? It didn't give them the skula that you had. Look at Rashi, lo ro koros beisi, ra'isi ba'ashas Yerushalmi. Rashi goes to Yerushalmi. Kol kvuda basmelach pinima mi mishpitz ozov levusha isha tsnua ru'uya latzeis mi menako en gadol halavush b'mishpitz oz zav. So this is the story of Kimchis, which is not quoted la halacha. This is not normative practice, but let's talk about this a little bit. It opens as it's an important source, one of the sources in Shas that have to do with a woman covering up her hair. We know the pasuk tells us in Parshas Naso. That is the real source for the halacha d'oraisa. The halacha d'oraisa of se'ar says the pasuk v'emina kohen se'isha l'fnei Hashem. The kohen puts the isha sota l'fnei Hashem u'pares v'ashe isha and uncovers her hair. So the fact that her hair is uncovered, it must be that it was covered. Upara lama says the medrash right there in the parshas Naso. Shederach benos Yisrael lios rashehen mechusos. The derech of benos Yisrael, interesting way of formulating it. The derech benos Yisrael to have their hair covered. Lakach haya parer rosha va'omer la at parashta at parash mi derech benos Yisrael shederach lios mechusos rashehen va'alach bedarke ha'ovdei kochavim shemahalchol rashehen peros harei lamasha retzit. Right here, we continue and do what you what you want. Right? So this is the Gemara, and also we have elsewhere, remember the Gemara Maseches Brachos, Seir B'Isha Erva, Kol B'Isha Erva, Shok B'Isha Erva, the whole list of Tefach B'Isha Erva, the whole list of items that has been discussed, and the Pashtus is that this is a din, a halacha da'araisa. Halacha da'araisa. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Ksubis, just as background, where does this come from? The Mishnah Daf Ayin Beis, which talks about a basis for divorce. And the halacha for basis for divorce generally is, well, a man has the right to divorce his wife for whatever, good reason, not good reason, but does he have to pay the ksuba or not? So generally he has to pay the ksuba. The only reason that he wouldn't have to pay the ksuba is if she would be breaking up the marriage. If the problem that she or he would be forced if he's breaking up the marriage, but if there's a violation that has to do with the marriage itself, not stam a separate sin or separate reason that one is doing, but if one of the parties, Rachmana Litzlan, is involved in a certain behavior that breaks up the marriage, so then there'll be, if it's her, then she it'll be a gerushin without a ksuba. Elu yosa shelo b'ksuba, says the Mishnah. The following women are divorced without a ksuba. Ha'overes al das Moshe v'Yehudas. One who violates das Moshe and das Yehudas. What is das Moshe? What is das Yehudas? Das Moshe is din daraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu, Toras Moshe, Zichro Toras Moshe Avdi. Das Moshe is din daraisa. What's das Yehudas? What's das Yehudas? That's a little more unclear. So let's first see one of the examples of the Mishnah. Vezuhi das Moshe, ma'achilaso sheina mu'usar. If he feeds him not kosher. If she feeds him not kosher food, so part of marriage is feeding food, and that's not a separate avera, and therefore that would be considered breaking up of the marriage. Umisham shaso nida, she doesn't go to the mikvah. Velokos alachala, also not kosher food. Venoderes veinim akayemes, that's a chiddush the Gemara talks about. If she makes nedarim and does not fulfill them, because the Gemara says one of the punishments of noderes veinim akayemes is punishment for the children. That's also considered breaking up the marriage. So that's das Moshe. What's das Yehudas? So this is the one that's important for us. That if you look in the Meiri, before we see the examples in the Mishnah, the Meiri there says, what's das Yehudas? Minhagim nehugim beuma mitzad snius lios benos Yisrael yeseros b'mida snius al kol shar nashim. Behaviors that benos Yisrael have taken upon themselves. And this is what is accepted and acceptable in the world of halacha also. So what are the examples that are given in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah go back to Ezo Das Yehudis, Yosef Rosha Parua. Sounds like if a woman goes out in the marketplace with her hair uncovered. V'tava b'shuk, or she spins in the shuk. Again, what is wrong with spinning in the shuk? The Gemara describes is done in a non-sanua way. If she's spinning and her arms are raised and she's wearing a loose shirt, right, that's tava bashuk, that's inappropriate. Umedaberes im kal adam, or she inappropriately is medaberes im kal adam. Okay, other examples given as well. But the Gemara asks, so an example of das Yehudis is Yotzes Rosha Parua, ask the Gemara, Rosha Parua da oraisahi. Right, that's a din da'araisa, as we just saw before, based on the Gemara, based on the pasuk in Parshas Naso, based on the Medrash. That's a din da'araisa. Tichsibu paras rosha isha, v'tanin dever bishmal asar lebanos Yisrael shelo yetsa perua rosh. So the Gemara answers da'araisa kalsa shaper dami. Some type of covering on the hair is the din da'araisa, even if all the hair is not covered. Some type of kalsa of on the hair is a din da'araisa, das Yehudis afilu kalsa nami yaser. But the more accepted practice is more than that, covering up the more hair than just having a kalsa, a symbolic covering. So you see, it is a din da'araisa covering the hair. How much hair, that already goes to the next step. Is this pasha a real din da'araisa? So the Shulta Giborim assumes that it's da'araisa. We'll get back to the rest of the Shulta Giborim in Ksubis. V'imlo ha'isa kalsa arosha ha'resu asur ben ha'torah. Shem reporas rosa isha. And this is the halacha that's codified in Shulchan Aruch. Whether you say das Moshe, das Yehudis, it's a din. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says in Eben Ezer, in Simon Chaf Aleph, we had a shiur about this a couple weeks ago, about kreva la'arayos, outside of the world of Nigia. So we spoke about the Shulchan Aruch then. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Sorach Adam Lezrachik Mehanashim Ma'od Ma'od. We spoke then about the Sma's comment, where the Shulchan Aruch says Ma'od Ma'od. A couple of, only four or five places in all of Shulchan Aruch. The Asa Likros Biyadav Oberaglov, to act in any inappropriate way of winking, Lirmos Be'enach HaMe'arayos, Vasa L'Sachikimah, any type of inappropriate interaction between a man and a woman, vafilo hariach bebesamim, to smell her perfume. Right, that's what we discussed then. How did we get into the sugi a couple of days ago? The Ktores made it that the women of Yerushalayim did not have to wear perfume. So Tosfos asked there, how could they? Isn't it meila? And we spoke about, isn't it inappropriate? So that's the Rambam here. Baser listaka benashim shom dos al kvisa, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues. The yasa lishma kol erva oliro saira. Right, and to see her hair, of course, it's talking about a married woman. Right, to see the hair of a married woman, it is Aser, and the Shulchan Aruch says later on in Siman Kuf Tezvav, Ezi Das Yehudis Uminak Tzniyah Shenogel Benos Yisrael Veilohim Dvarim Shem Asta Achas Mehen Avral Das Yehudis Yotzos Lashuk O Bechatzah Sharab and Bokimbo. If you go anywhere in public, Verosho Parua Ve'Ein Aleha Redid Kachol Hanashim Afal Bishes Sara Mechusa Bemir Pachas. The Shulchan Aruch says Beferish, a little covering on top is not normative halacha lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't just quote Dindaraisas. We're talking about Dindarabanas also. And expansions and understandings of the Torah Sheval Peh, of the Din of Daraisa. There are certain halachas in Shas that are formulated as it was accepted, it was minhag, but then it turns into bona fide halacha. And there's no being flexible in terms of saying, is it halacha, not halacha? And the most famous one is Rabbi Zeira, the Chumra de Rabbi Zeira in Meseches Nida. Right, Chumra de Rabbi Zeira, Benos Yisrael, Kiblu al Atzmam. The fact that women wait 7 clean days, Shivan Akiyim, even for seeing for a drop of dam, so that's formulated as Derech Benos Yisrael, but that is bona fide halacha. Right? There's no flexibility about that. That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and all the poskim. So too here, the Das Yehudis is a bona fide halacha. The Mishnah Brura says in Siman Ayin Hey in Hilchos Kriyashma, V'yesh Bozeh Isser Torah Midichsev Uparis Rosh Ha'ishim Mechal Shei Mechuse V'gam Kol Benos Yisrael Machzikos B'das Moshe Nisharaz Mizeh Miyos Avosinu Me'olam Yarata Bechal Ervehi V'asalikos Kenegdan V'chul. Okay, so this is all background, but we'll get to Kimchis in a few minutes. So Bizman Hazeh, does anything change Bizman Hazeh? The fact that, oh no, over the Baruch Hashem, more and more women do cover, but let's say over the past 100 years, there have been many women who are Shomer Torah Mitzvos that maybe aren't as makpid on this halacha as one should be. Again, Baruch Hashem, over the past 50 years, I think it's gotten different. But there is a misquoted Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is always matzdik the minhag of Klal Yisrael in 80 to 90% of the time. Once in a while, he screams and says, no, they're wrong. By Shalosh Shudas, he says, there's no defense for not eating Shalosh Shudas. Right? I can't defend. He's also very makkah about Chol of Yisrael. But Aruch HaShulchan here is misquoted as saying, okay, bizman hazeh, women don't have to cover their hair. That's not what he says, Chas v'Shalom. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Ayin Hey, because many women out there don't cover their hair, so therefore, it's not called an erva for saying Kriya Shema in front of it. That's all he says. He says, V'ata bod v'nitzaveach al pirtzos dorenu. Let's scream about the pirtz in our generation. He writes in Navardic in 1900, right? In Europe, Avosinu Arabim, Shizesh Shanim Rabos, Shinifritzu Benos Yisrael Babon Zeh. Many years that many don't follow this halacha. V'holchos begili arosh, v'chol mashet tzako al zeh hulola ezer v'lola hawil. V'ata pastam ispachas. This plague has spread. Shanasuos holchos besaros and kamo besulos. Oilanu sh'olsa b'yameinu. Doesn't sound like he's defending anything, right? He's very strong. But mutalus palo barak neged brachas amagulos, again, because it doesn't have the same status as erva as other parts of a woman's body, right? After all, why should it change before or after marriage? Certain parts of a woman's body have to be covered no matter what, even if she's single. So obviously the hair is a different type of halacha, and the different type of erva, and therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says that the only thing that changes is ksuba. Rav Moshe also has a tshuva. This is a machlokes haposkim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Eben Ezer and in Chelik Aleph. Can a man divorce his wife bizman hazeh if she's not covering her hair? Like going back to the Mishnah. So Rav Moshe says no, because bizman hazeh there are many that don't. And when you got married, maybe it wasn't spoken about or it wasn't clear. Rav Moshe wrote this in 1959, Tafshin Yutes, 14th day of Av. Bizman hazeh shein megarshin balkarcha ein ogeiz lamaisa. The Bishvil Zelo, not the Lagarsha Bakarcha, right? It's not, Ein Lach Shiva Prutza Bazesh, she's not considered a halachic Prutza in this regard, because there are many women out there that are Shomeris, other halachas of Torah and mitzvos, but not as machmid about this one. So therefore, maybe they don't know as much. Maybe it's not as accepted to follow this halacha. But again, it's the halacha, and therefore it is still that might change. Bizman hazeh, but the ikra halacha obviously doesn't change. Good. What about a wig? What about a sheitel? You know, is that covering? It is covering physically. So where does that come from? How early is that? So that's already, surprisingly, in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah. Where does the Mishnah talk about this? In Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, Daf Samach Dala, that a woman is allowed to go out without an Eruv with a wig on her head. That's what the Mishnah says. Yosa Isha Bechutei Seir. Bein Mishela, even her own hair. Bein Mishel Chaverta. Bein Mishel Behema. That's the Mishnah. So on that Mishnah, this is the most important early source in the sugya, the Shilta Giborim writes on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph on Daf Yarif. He quotes Umash Velahedya. What do you see from Derech Agav? It's about Hilchos Shabbos. But what do you see from here that women used to wear wigs? Umash Velahedya Shemuteres Lebenos Yisrael is Kasheit Bohem. There's no problem with a woman wearing a wig, says the Shilta Giborim, right, 500 years ago. The Seir Beisha Erva de Kamar Lohavi Ela Beseir Hadavuk Lubsar Mamish. What Seir Beisha Erva? Only Seir that is attached to the head. That's called Erva. If it's not attached to the head, it's not called Erva. Right? Everybody would imagine, right? Hair in the bottom of the shower is not called Erva. Right? It's disgusting, right? And it's dirty, and it's... So the halacha is Erva of hair is when it's attached to the body, when it's seen with the one. Venira Gambisara Imaseir. But hair, even human hair, that is in a sheitel, that's covered, that's not attached to the body. And therefore, that doesn't have the halachic status of hair. Aval seir ha-machasa of seir ha-erva. Seir ha-machasa er sara, ein kan mishum seir bisha erva, v'gam mishum lo priros. No problem. V'nira, and he says even, this is not as accepted in minhag, that she could use her own hair. That's usually not done. Call O David to Kisiya Seir, as long as it's done for Kisiya Seir, faint lushos, and they are detached. Avapita Kisha Tula, even though she's wearing it to look beautiful. Kadela Titi Ra Ebala Seir, Ain Makaflum Vishapra Dummy, still it is okay. So the Giborim says this is the minhag that is done. Again, he lived in the 1500s, 1518 to 1555. Right, that's the Shilta Giborim, and that is the Ramah also quotes, it's not considered Erev L'Kriyashma. And again, this is the Minog of Beni, especially in the Ashkenazic world. Ramosha Feinstein writes, there was a questioner to Ramosha. Somebody asked a question to Ramosha in 1962 about there was a discussion between the husband and the wife. The husband wanted his wife to wear a different type of head covering, and Ramosha says that no, it's not a problem. It's her area. It's her area. He has another tshuva where he talks about Maris Ayin. It's that the husband says, well, some poskim were against sheitels because of Maris Ayin that you can't tell. You can't tell the difference. So, number one, most women can tell the difference, even if most men can't tell the difference. But if Moshe says, Maris Ayin, do you shave? He says to the man, isn't it Maris Ayin? If you shave, then your wife can wear a sheitel. Right, and there's no issue. And again, everybody knows that there is something called the sheitel. All Jews generally know that there's something called the sheitel, and therefore, Reb Moshe defends the practice. And again, it's known that the Lubavitcher Rebbe very strongly supported and said that you have to wear a sheitel. Right, that covers all the hair, and therefore it wouldn't. There's nothing wrong, and it's ilum lechachila. There are a number of Zon Sephardic poskim, Rav Avadia, and others that are against. The minhag is less common amongst the Sephardic world, but not all. But again, the certain Sephardic poskim are against sheitels in this regard. So what about, now we're getting to our sugya, the last section. Right, this was all background. So what about inside the house? Right, inside the house. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch that we saw was in the chatzer. What does the chatzer mean? So the Gemara back in Ksubis that we had earlier, where is the chiyuv? Right, so the Gemara says there, back in Daf Ayin Beis Mabeis, there in Ksubis. So the Gemara says, Kasei Bam Shem Purei Rosh. Havi barb zera hecha ilema bashuk. Are you talking about outside in the shuk they have to cover dasi hudasi? That's a din. So what do you mean? There's no im bab shur rosh. There's no problem. Ela b'chatzer. So Rabbi Yochanan meant, oh, in a chatzer you don't have to cover your hair. Im kain lo yidach lebas lavra avinu she yoshev estachas baila. What you saying? The lachachila that what she has to cover when she's in the private. Amar abaya michatzer lachatzer v'derech mavi. When she's semi in public. When it's a chatzer l'chatzer, it's not a total street Rosh Hashanah Rabin, but when there are some people around, it sounds like. It sounds like if you just read that Gemara, then maybe You know, in a chatzer where it's not so private and not so public, it would be okay. The Ritva there says that's not what the Gemara means. And this is quoted lahalacha, right? We shouldn't interpret based on our own understanding of the Gemara. The Ritva says, you know why in a chatzer it would be okay not to cover? Kivan she'ein sham ro'in. Because there's nobody there. When we're talking about in a house, in a chatzer, right, a woman does not have to cover her hair if there are no other men there. Right, that's not. Kimchis was a chumr gedola. Kimchis was a chumr gedola. And therefore, that is not normative practice, and generally, it's challenging enough for a woman to cover her hair outside. Right, and that is not a chumrah that should be suggested in 99.99% of cases. Is there what hair is allowed to be left out? That's also a little sugya. The Zohar and others say maybe Api Kabbalah, maybe none, and that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe very much supported. But there is some. There's a Rashba that says there's a little hair that's no way to be out. Sara mechutz letzimta sheina miskasa. Ramosha writes a shir where one square tefach. You have to measure with the fingers, a little bit more in the front out, would have less in the back, a little bit out. Again, once you'll ask their local posek, a lot out, you know, is not going to be acceptable, you know, according to anyone. You'll be also the mitzvah of the din d'oraisa, but the din d'rabbanan is obviously covering with a little strands, a few strands that are out. But again, kimchis v'zochet to the have her children be kohanim gedolin because of this chumrah. But again, this is not a chumrah that's quoted lahalacha. The Bach quotes it, but the other poskim do not quote it. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes of a pashit sheila arutzas lahakel, right? Ein lach shivan, right? There's no problem with it. This is not normative practice. Okay, there are other aspects of the halacha, but we will stop here.